Here in Chicago at the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS Area Regional Control Workshop, I'm speaking with Ryan Bracken, who is with Global Six Sigma. And Ryan, what I'd like you to do first is just tell me a little bit about your background and also what Global Six Sigma is.
Sure. I started in the industry 10 years ago, haphazardly. I'm an engineer by trade. Worked with Maple Leaf Foods within their Elite Swine and Landmark Feeds division. Started out in the area of Six Sigma, which is a continuous improvement approach utilized by Maple Leaf Foods as a black belt full-time, and got into the area of hog production. I worked there for 4 years and did a significant number of projects in the area of continuous improvement, and realized that there is a significant need and demand for a structured problem-solving approach within this industry. So about 4 years ago, started the practice of Global Six Sigma, and since then I've been working with many different hog production companies utilizing the methodology of Six Sigma to help them improve their processes and help them solve problems.
Well, we're talking about area regional control for PERS, which is a program that they're implementing in different areas around North America, including Canada and the United States. You mentioned when you did your presentation yesterday for the people that are involved in setting up these ARCs, that efficiency is really the key to long-term hog production. Tell me what you meant by that.
Well, when I say efficiency, I look at hog production, and it's obviously a commoditized market. Everyone needs to be driving to least cost of production, and that's the main goal. If you can't, then you may not be in business. And I mentioned yesterday in our presentation, you look at the pork powerhouse list. Of those individuals in the list 6 years ago, there's definitely been a few that have dropped off since then. Mm-hmm. My belief is that those individuals that want to be sustainable in the long term in this industry need to be efficient at solving problems and at getting to the root cause of their problems. And when I say efficiency, I look at solving problems and not from a standpoint of we have a problem and here's a solution, let's just roll it out. My belief is if you take that approach, you might be right 50% of the time and might be wrong 50% of the time. Utilizing the methodology of DMAIC and Six Sigma, I believe that people can actually be right more likely 80 to 90% of the time. And actually, even though it takes a little bit longer to utilize a structured approach, you'll actually gain more benefit and be able to solve the problem right the first time more often than not.
When we talk about these area regional control, this approach to PERS, control and elimination, it involves, you know, it's not an individual approach. It's something that people in an entire area have to participate in. And I think that was a thrust here, is trying to get these people, convince these people that this is a good idea. And you gave some ideas about how you can get them to participate.
Yes, definitely. I think building the case, we mentioned that is the main component of BI's structured approach. Is the very first step is to put together a feasibility and a business case associated with why one should go through an area regional control project. We put forth the concept of what's known as a pre-flight checklist, which involves many different elements that we have found and most organizations across the world that are utilizing Six Sigma have found to be the key elements to success of any project. Building the case for change is one key element, and I think that often it's neglected and people assume that just because they understand the need for change and the need for elimination of PERS, that others will understand that as well. And I think you need to step back a few steps and understand that maybe not everyone thinks the same way as you, and that you need to really step back, put yourself in their shoes and understand what their real needs are and build that case from their standpoint.
Having a background in the hog industry, what do you think about this approach and what do you think about the need for it?
You know, I think it's tough. I look at a lot of producers. I think if they've had a good stint of time without PERS, I think that they believe fundamentally, or there's some out there that believe fundamentally that it's okay and that's sustainable and that they'll be able to pursue. You know, you come to these sessions and you realize that you hear some stories that it hurts. When you get PERS, it really hurts. And, you know, I think it takes those individuals out there to tell those stories to remind people how bad it really is for them to really get on board and start driving these changes that are required, because it is a multifactorial beast. It requires cross-collaboration between different entities within geographic areas to eliminate this. Without that effort and without that structured approach to going about this that BI is offering, I don't think it'll ever be eliminated.
And the fact is that somebody, one person gets it and they affect others.
Exactly. And I think that's the risk that most individuals don't really understand, is that if they don't collaborate together on this approach, that you'll never really be able to eliminate within your geographic area.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Ryan Bracken here at the Beringer Ingelheim's PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Workshop in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.